Wherever you may be tuning in from, I want to welcome you. As always, honor to be able to share the word of our Father with you. And today, we're going to lay that last foundational truth before we begin to dive into Revelation. And today's truth is what the end times, they're actually going to look like. You know, because what Hollywood has told us and what a lot of people believe, the end times are going to be this physically devastating time to be on the earth. They believe meteors are just going to be striking the earth left and right. There's going to be nuclear war. There's going to be plagues and pestilence and diseases. That boats and ships and a third of the boats and ships are going to be destroyed. You know, all the green grass is going to be burned up. They believe that there's going to be so much devastation on the earth that and dust will be kicking up into the sky that a third of the sun and a third of the moon are going to be darkened. And Hollywood portrays it in movies and doom and gloom preachers. They preach about it and they talk about how devastating that the last days are going to be. Okay? Now, if that's really the case, if for 3.5 years the earth was being hit by meteor after meteor, if there was nuclear war, if there was plagues and disease and pestilences, how could this these verses in 1 Timothy be true? So if you turn, you want to look in the Bible, and as always, get your Bible, prove everything that I say here. Never take my word for it. Always dive into the word for yourself. But if you look at 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 3, the Holy Spirit had this written. But understand this, that in the last days, perilous times of great stress and trouble and hard to bear, for people will be lovers of self. They're going to be utterly self-centered. Well, look at that. The end times are going to be perilous and hard to bear because people are going to be lovers of themselves and utterly self-centered. They're going to be lovers of money and aroused by inordinate greedy desire for wealth. They're going to be proud, arrogant, and contemptuous boasters. They'll be abusive, blasphemous, scoffing, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, and profane. They'll be without natural human affection. They'll be slanderers, false accusers, and troublemakers, intemperate, loose in morals and conduct, uncontrolled, fierce, and haters of good. So, ask yourself, if there was that kind of physical destruction happening on the earth, as most people believe, how in the world would anybody be greedy for wealth? There'd be no wealth because there sure isn't going to be the corner grocery store open anymore. You're not just going to be able to run down to the Taco Bell and get a taco. All that stuff would be gone. So we would be needing each other as we never needed each other before. There'd be no way in this world people could be scoffing, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, and profane, and relentless and gossiping. We'd be too desperately trying to survive to be all those things. Now let's jump over to 1 Timothy 5, 2 and 3. It says, for you yourselves know perfectly well that the day of the return of the Lord will come as unexpectedly and suddenly as a thief in the night. When people are saying all is well and secure and there's peace and safety, then in a moment, unforeseen destruction, ruin and death will come upon them as suddenly as labor pains come upon a woman with a child, and they shall by no means escape, for there'll be no escape. So, once again, ask yourself, if the seas are turned to blood and the oceans are turned to blood and there is no trees and there is no green grass and there's massive wars and there's just, you know, billions of people dying, you think Jesus' return would be coming like a thief, or you think everybody would be looking for him? Now, if these things are spiritual and people are dying because they're trusting in the world more than Christ, because they're being arrogant and prideful and boastful, and so the calamities that Jesus is going to talk about in Revelation are actually people because they're so arrogant and self-centered and not because it's a physical attack on the earth, but a spiritual attack on people's morality and their souls, you think that's the way that they'd be contemptuous and boasters? Well, of course it is. Look at today's world. we don't rely on people like we like our you know our predecessors did, like our grandparents did, because we have an abundance of wealth. We're not getting happier with the more wealth we have. We're getting more stingy. We're getting more, you know, we're being more withdrawn in. We're not trusting people as much as we would. So the events of the end times, they have to be spiritual, because there's just no way that these verses in Timothy could begin to be true if physical hardship of the nature that people believe is really happening during the last days. So they have to be spiritual. Look at 1 Timothy 6:10. You know, the Holy Spirit goes on and confirms. He says, for the love of money, it's the root of all evils. So the last days are going to be really evil. We're going to have the Antichrist. We're going to have the false prophet. So the love of money, that's what's going to be causing it. The love of money, it's the root of all evil. And that holds true during the end times. It is through this craving that some have been led astray and have wandered from the truth and pierced themselves through with many acute mental pangs. Jesus tells us in Luke 6:24, he says, but woe to you who are rich, abounding in resources, for you are already receiving your consolation. You have taken and enjoyed your comfort in full, having nothing left to be awarded you. So we're also told, Jesus tells us in Luke 17:26 through 30, he says, and just as it was in the days of Noah, so will be in the time of the Son of Man. People ate, they drank, they married, they were given in marriage, right up to the day when Noah went into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. So also it was the same in the days of Lot. People ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But on that very day that Lot went into Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. That is the way it'll be on the day that the Son of Man is revealed. So, days of Noah. God had to destroy everybody but eight people because they were partying, they were lovers of self, they were greedy, they had inordinate, you know, weird desires. Same with the days of Lot. They wanted to rape the angels who came to visit Lot. So, you tell me, these were good times, because if these were bad times, people, they wouldn't have time for that kind of behavior. It's only when times are good that people can become so greedy and so self-centered and so, you know, lacking of true love. So you may ask yourself this, and a lot of people ask this, well, Brad, if what you're saying is true, why didn't Jesus just say it? Why didn't he just come out and say, these things I'm going to show you in Revelation are spiritual attacks of people's souls and not physical attacks on the earth? And we can see the disciples kind of ask him the same question in Matthew 13:10-11. It says, then the disciples came to him and said, why do you speak to them in parables? And he replied to them, to you it has been given to know the secrets and the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it hasn't been given. You know, the truth is, you and I, we've been given the Holy Spirit. And he allows us to discern the word and be set free by it. Our Father empowers us to trust in him and not ourselves. You know, God has given us much because he's given us much, and he expects much of us because he's in us always. He never leaves us alone. He'll never leave us or forsake us. He's made us new creations in him. So he expects much from us because he is the power that is in us. We're never alone. And remember, during the last days, that power is going to be magnified, because it says Jesus is returning so he can present the church to himself in glorious fashion. And like Paul wrote, you know, man, when I'm weak, then am I truly strong in divine power. So what's happening during the last days is our Father does allow the world, because things are going so good for them, to come against the church, and that strengthens us. It's not because the world is being destroyed by meteors and things like in plagues and stuff. It's people's souls are being destroyed by the bombardment of the world that's hitting them, and by the evil of the world that's hitting them. So we got to remember that, you know, right now we're more than conquerors through Christ that loves us. And during the end times, that's going to hold true. We're going to be more than conquerors. So now that we've laid these foundational truths of who we are in Christ, of God wants all men to be saved, of there is not a pre-tribulation rapture, and now that the end times are actually going to be physically good for people but spiritually bad for them, we can actually dive into Revelation and get to see the glory of what our Father is going to show us. And it's this. So before we start Revelation, I'm going to tell you what's really happening in Revelation. It's our Father cleansing the evil from the world. It's not our Father getting even with people or getting rid of people. It's our Father attacking the evil that is coming against us. That's what the end times are. And Jesus is really successful in providing, you know, salvation, because all men are going to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. And the end times are a cleansing process of getting the evil out of the way so that our Father's will come to pass. Well, great place to stop there. We're going to start next study, Revelation chapter 1. Thanks for tuning in. Jesus is Lord, and He is great in you.